Thank you for calling Clinical Services. If you are calling regarding a Keystone First Health Plan member, press 1. For a AmeriHealth Caritas member, press 2. For
if you know your party's 10-digit extension, please enter it now. Otherwise, please remain on the line for further assistance.
For authorization, press 1. For care coordination, press 2. For special needs, press 3. For a peer-to-peer review, press 4. For pharmacy, press 1. For prior authorization, press 2. For admission notification, press 3. For DME or medical supplies, press 4. For skilled nursing or rehabilitation facility, press 5. For concurrent review, press 6. For pharmacy, press 1. For prior authorization, press 2. For admission notification, for maternity authorizations, press 1. For all other authorizations, press 2 or hold.
All calls are recorded and may be monitored for quality assurance and training purposes.
If you do not wish to have your call used for these purposes, please inform your representative. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you for calling AmeriHealth. Danielle speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. Good morning, Danielle. This is Neil calling from doctor's office regarding your patient authorization status. Could you please help me?
Sure, I can help you. How are you doing this morning, Miss Lee?
No, it's Neil, N-E-E-L.
And Mr. Neil, can I have the first initial, your last name, and a callback number?
Yeah, my first initial, K as in kilo. Callback number 301-941-3348.
Thank you. Can I have the member's ID number or the authorization number on file?
Yeah, the patient member ID is YS Yankee, Action X-ray, MS Mike 299-111-33.
First and last name and date of birth.
Patient name is Jessica Wolfgang, date of birth September 19, 1984.
Thank you. And is this for Chestnut Hospital?
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you. For data service, 8/29/2025?
No, this is for the data service 11/1/2024.
For procedure code 62355 and 62365?
62350, 62362.
Oh no, hold on. No, but I don't see an authorization on file for this number. I see an offer file for data service. Hold on. For procedure code 62355 and 62365, for data service 8/29/2025 to 10/29/2025.
Actually, we did send a request on July 16 for the retro authorization for the November 1, 2024. So it did considered or not? Can you please check?
I don't see an authorization on file for that data service. Give me the codes again, and I'll check to see if they require authorization.
Yeah, definitely. The codes are 62362 and 62350.
Yes, they both do require authorization. But I don't see anything on file for this member. You can refax the authorization, though. I can give you the fax number.
Yeah, we do have a fax number of 215-937-5322.
Yes, sir.
And it is possible to get a letter of authorization for November 1, 2024?
I don't see anything on file for that date of service, sir.
No, I'm just asking if we send a request for November 1, is it possible to get authorization for that data service?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you so much. I will go ahead and resend the fax once again. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good one.